Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's our little band from Texas bringing us back, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Jamie Bowers is here. He's the communications director for the American Security Institute. We're talking about the assault on the most fundamental ideal in America, and really in the world. I don't think it's hyperbole, Jamie, to say that the strength and the health of free speech in America is the bottom block in the firewall between people who want to be free and despots. Is that hyperbole?
I don't think it is at all, because if you suck the opposition, it makes a dictator's job so much easier. If people are afraid to have thoughts and ideas because they think that the government is going to ruin their lives, it's a huge part of subverting opposition, and it's a huge part of taking away liberty. So I don't think you're going too far by saying that at all.
But here's where things are different now, and this is what I want you to talk about. When the framers wrote those words, "Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech and religion and the press, etc., assembly," when they wrote that, they were speaking to themselves. They were speaking to the government. Congress shall make no law. And when we talk about what McCarthy did, and other than what some of the people did in the film industry in the 50s, we've never had a time when the marketplace impinged on your right to speak. I mean, this is what's going on right now. This is where it's different, isn't it?
It is different, and it becomes a little bit sticky. I mean, I generally feel like corporations who are private corporations should have the right to choose how they do business, who they're going to do business with, and the terms of what that business looks like. But today, the social media platforms and some of the larger the phone companies, Apple, Google, Amazon, are so large that it doesn't present an opportunity to go somewhere else if you want to say something.
And here's the thing. See, I've been sticking my finger in the eye of Wall Street, Washington, and Big Tech for 20 years. I was warning people about Amazon 15 years ago, seriously, especially including their web services. 15 years ago, I told people that was nothing good was going to come from that. And so my point is, these are people that have the kind of power that a government hasn't had before. Even government didn't have this power, and they are the size, and their control and their knowledge of us is pervasive. I mean, 90%+ of all the cell phones are controlled by Amazon and Apple. I mean by Google and Apple, right?
I mean, you're absolutely right.
They could flip our phones off today. In the next minute, they could reach over and flip the switch. I mean, I'm being a little facetious there, but that's not that far off, is it?
No, it's not. And if you look at how Amazon treated Parler and Apple and Google as a competition, they turned them off like that. It was over a course of 48 hours. And well, think about it, your business.
Go ahead.
Got shut down, and there's no redress. I mean, who do you call? Who are you going to call at Apple or at Google to say, "Hey, my account got shut down because of whether it's an automated AI bot that took me down because of something I said or wrote, or is it an actual malicious person who took me down,
right,
who had a political bias?"
When
you have almost no redress.
when I stuck my finger in the eye, and there are people who defended those guys, and I said no. I said they're capable of more than this. But when Amazon took down Parler, what those people would say is, well, you know, don't worry about Facebook. There'll be a new competitor to come along any minute. Don't worry about Amazon. Don't worry about Twitter or whatever. There'll be a new competitor that will neutralize them. Well, guess what? That, in theory, in economic theory, that's exactly right. But in 21st century reality, it is not right. I mean, look, as you say, look what happened to Parler. In what universe, Jamie, does GM take down Ford? In what universe is that
happening? Right. Right. It has, these companies have more power than we've seen any corporation have.
Well, multi-level, multifaceted power. Information, access, money.
Think about every time that you've talked about a product or an issue and you start seeing, and your phone was near you, and you start seeing ads that relate to that. I mean, they have the ability to listen to your conversations, your private conversations. They can look at your email. Think about how much traffic goes yeah. through Gmail. If yeah. Google wanted to read all your emails, they absolutely could. So it really is a big brother situation. But it happens to be that this big brother is not the government. It's not 1984 where the government
is. But it's worse, Jamie, because I left out one complicit player in my list a minute ago about money and power, money and control and information. They have the government. They're not in the pocket of the government. The government is in the pocket of big tech. That's the problem. Quick break, right back with Jamie Bowers. He's Communications Director for American Security Institute. We've got more to come after the break. Tintail.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.